The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And good for you. The shout outs are coming in on 0874 100 102 for a famous shout out. Nationwide advertising on Today FM. Strictly business. Keep it short. Tell us where you are, what you do, and we will try to do the rest. Irish whiskey brand Jameson is one of Ireland's best known brands. It didn't get that accolade all on its own, of course. It's the work over many years of its marketing team. As in all businesses, it's a continuous and relentless process. Grind, grind, grind. Jameson runs a fantastic, by all accounts, marketing graduate internship program. So if your little darlings are studying marketing or have just graduated, give them that one last scream to get them out of bed before Sinead Darcy, Programme Manager of the Jameson Graduate Programme, spills all the secrets as applications close in just a few days' time. Morning, Sinead.
Morning, Conal.
They don't even have to write anything. They have to make a video.
They do have to do a little bit of writing. There is a bit of a balance. But yeah, I guess what we're looking for on the Jameson International Programme is personality. So that personality can't shine through on a CV or a piece of paper. So we don't look at traditional ways of applying. We try to be innovative in everything we do with Jameson as a brand. So our graduate programme is no different. So yeah, they apply with a 2-minute application video. It's whatever they want to do, however they want to tell us and show us why they're the best fit for Jameson as a brand, for Irish Distillers as a company, and for the role of brand ambassador in an international market all around the world.
350 applications. How do you make your little video stand out? Do you get kind of Beyonce or somebody to sit beside you? Would that stand you out?
I don't know. It's more about being yourself, to be honest with you.
I bet if I got Beyonce as a brand ambassador, you would love me.
Well, to be honest with you, what we're looking for at the minute is Irish graduates. We prefer them at the moment. So yeah, I guess we're looking for graduates who don't just have a marketing or a language or a business background, but I guess anybody who has career goals in sales, marketing, or specialist areas like digital or events, or someone who's out there who actually is really interested in whiskey and the renaissance that's currently happening in the Irish whiskey industry. If that's something you're genuinely interested in, then that's what we call brand education, and that's something that you can actually do as a role with us as well. So that's what the program's all about.
How many will you be hiring?
So we normally hire between 20 and 30 each year. Now last year we did take on 40 graduates. It was our largest intake in the history of the programme, and the programme's been around since 1991. So in 91 we sent one graduate to Italy, and today it's amazing to think that we have a global footprint of 74 brand ambassadors across 47 international markets.
Did all 40 of those get sent abroad?
Yes, so all of them go to international markets. So new markets, for example, this year we would have had online would have been Chile, Mexico, Malaysia, Zambia.
Where do I apply?
JamesonGraduateProgramme.com.
And do they get paid?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the thing about it is it's about, yes, they get a competitive salary. They get 2 return flights home to Ireland or wherever, whatever country they're from. We have a lot of international candidates on the programme as well. They get the usual company car, company laptop. So one of the things, we don't mind what degree you have. We have physiotherapists on the programme. We have psychologists, law graduates. But you do have to have a full clean driver's license.
Okay. And it is a stepping stone to what could be a fantastic career, because I am aware of one person whom I know very well who has gone through your program, became and ended up, I won't go through his entire CV because he might be identified, but let's say that he went into the airport area and he ended up in France and has had a fantastic career.
Yeah, I mean, we have some wonderful success stories. We have over 400 alumni of the programme. So with that, you can imagine there's some wonderful success stories, both internally with Irish Distillers, people who've stayed with us, people who've stayed with Pernod Ricard globally, or people who've left the organisation, have set up businesses of their own. Because what we're really looking for is people with that entrepreneurial spirit. So whether they bring that and keep that within our organisation or leave our organisation and begin a business of their own, that's what we're looking for. So what the programme does is it helps you get the foundations you need, the key leadership and business skills you need to be successful in life. So we're very conscious that what graduates are looking for today is companies who can help them grow professionally but also personally, and that really is something that's quite unique about our programme, because it does offer a balance of both.
Last year, did anybody do anything really clever with that video that does stand out?
I mean, you know, some people, they show us that they can have a full license because they're driving in their car. Sometimes,
don't do that. That's against the law.
Well, they have somebody else filming now, in fairness. Okay. They showed us their entrepreneurial spirit, that they're goal orientated by, you know, raising money for their local GAA clubs to build a new clubhouse, etc. So it's really people being true and authentic about who they are and why, the strengths they have, and the characteristics they have, the attitude, the passion, and the potential they have is what we're looking for. So when that comes through in their video, and also there is a supporting written application, then that's when we know that they're potentially a good fit
really
for us.
Is that really short?
Yeah, the written application is quite short, but what we say is it's like a good book and a film. So what we do is we read the book first, which is normal, and then we read, we look at the video.
Okay, so on the application, the written application, give us just a little hint, because, you know, we're talking Team SPS here, we're trying to look after our pals here. What should they write?
So they should be telling us, you know, what are their biggest achievements, either in their personal life, so maybe it is getting their driving test, that is a huge personal achievement, or it's getting that 1-1 in their college degree, or it might be raising €1,000 for a charity that they're passionate about. So
did you not just hear Charlie Larkin saying that getting a 1-1 is the guarantee of not making money? The way to do it is the way I did it, by getting very average degrees.
Yeah, no, and what we're looking for isn't a 1-1 or a 2-1, whatever. It's very much about the person. So whatever your degree background, whatever your degree level, it really is about the person, and are you the fit for our brand, for our organisation? So you're totally right. It isn't actually about the level you get in your qualification. It's about the attitude you come out of college with.
And a passion.
And a passion. I mean, the thing is, on any graduate program, we can teach you competencies like relationship building, influencing, negotiating, but we can't teach you attitude. We can't teach you passion and drive. That's something that's quite organic to people. And they're the kind of people that we really are looking for. People who are creative, who are innovative, who are self-starters. And I guess when you package that all up, it's about having an entrepreneurial spirit.
I hope you use a guy called Kingsley Aikens for networking. I have met with, and I know Kingsley, and he is the king of networking. 4 hours with Kingsley is worth about 4 years in college. Where do they apply?
So the closing date for this year is fast approaching. It's the 17th, Wednesday the 17th of January, and applications are online at jemisongraduateprogramme.com.
How long should it take to apply?
So it does take time because you have to prepare your video. So it's not too late. It definitely isn't. So yeah, it will take you some time. So to plan out your written application, to plan out and storyboard your video application and then get it in. But like everything in life, it's just about actually getting it across the line.
So, and it is so well worth it.
It's definitely worth it. It's a unique opportunity. So if you're up this morning, make sure to start thinking about your applying.
They're not up. Their mummies and daddies are up. They're not up. And finally, the closing date is the?
Wednesday the 17th of January.
Okay, that is Sinead Darcy, and she is the program manager of the Jemison Graduate Programme. We will, as usual, put all of those details up onto the Sunday Business Show website, which is on the todayfm.com website, and you will find us there. And Sinead, thanks very much for joining us. And you might come back in and tell us how wonderful your choice or your collection of graduates this year are. We will take a quick break.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.